Now then, let's go to Mark 2:5-11. Mark 2:5-11. I want you to see this. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house, and straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. What do you do to them?
Preach
the word. Just what we're doing today, preaching the word. Okay? And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born afore. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Verse 5. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, look what he said. Your sins are forgiven you. You notice what he does? He forgives sin first. And after he forgives sins, then you get healed. Isn't that amazing? He forgave your sins. But there was certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. Verse 7 and 8. Why does this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reckoned within themselves, he said to them, why reason these things in your hearts? Why is it we can't believe? Now, was Jesus a man?
Yeah.
Was he attached to God?
Yeah.
Was God living in him?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, now, who are you?
A
you're a man. Who's living in you?
God
living in you. Now, do you believe that if you take somebody that's comatose laying there and you're going to pray for them, you say, well, I can't get them to repent of their sins. They're comatose. Well, why don't you forgive their sin? Somebody said, well, I don't believe I can do that. Well, let me take you to John chapter 20, verse 20 on through 23. John 20, 20. Look at what John 20, 20 says. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his feet. Then were the disciples led when they saw the Lord. Then Jesus said to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Now, exactly as the Father sent him, what did the Father send Jesus to do? Save the lost, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, and raise the dead. Is that what he sent him to do? And he says, even as the Father sent me, so I send you. So what are we supposed to be doing? The same things Jesus did. And then look what he said in the next verse. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Now, when you got saved, did Jesus breathe on you?
Yes,
and you receive the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Is that pretty powerful or is that pretty powerful? Somebody says, you mean you think you can forgive somebody's sin on the earth? No, I don't think so. I know so.
That's right.
I know so. Let me tell you something that just blew my socks off only last week. I was casting out a demon out of a woman. I had a woman come down to a place where I was at in New Mexico. She drove 5 hours so she could meet with me that morning because I only preached at night. I was sitting in a place of business in a hotel in a breakfast room with many people around, and I talked to this little woman for an hour and a half, this, me and her, in that little breakfast room over against the back wall, and I found she was a lovely daughter of the King, loved Jesus with all of her heart, but she had a problem gnarly in her stomach for over a year, almost a year and a half, and this pain was so severe, she had been to the doctors, they couldn't find anything wrong with her, but she had not been without pain in her stomach for almost a year and a half. I told her, I said, woman, you have a demon. That's what's in there. But I said, I want you to repent of every sin known and unknown. She said, I have already done that. She said, I've been listening to your tapes continuously for months. And she said, I have repented of every sin. I said, okay. I said, then in that case, I'm going to command this demon not to manifest because there are several people around in here. And then I'm going to command this beast to come out of you, and he's going to come out of you. And I looked across the table and said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of her now in Jesus' name with no manifestations. And he didn't pay any attention to me. He went wild and began to scream and cuss and everything else. And I'm in a public place. And finally, you know, I mean, she got worse, and I'm trying to command him to shut up and all kinds of things. And he just ain't paying a whole lot of attention to me. And I finally said, how many demons are in you? He said, 2,823. I said, 2,823? Well, I began to command him to come out. And I said, you have to come out. She repented of every sin. He said, no, she hasn't. I said, what gives you legal right to be there? He said, this stupid, and you wouldn't want to hear the words that come out of her mouth. It was her talking. This stupid, you know, woman, I won't use the foul words he quoted, said she gave me legal right to get in her 24 years ago when she became a member of the Rainbow Girls. Said her mother was an Eastern Star, and her daddy and her grandparents are all Masons, so I have all kinds of legal right to be in her. And I said, well, I'm going to get her to repent of that sin, then I'm going to cast you out. He said, but she'll never be able to do that. I have her mind so interwoven with me, she will never be able to repent of that sin. I said, that's no problem. I'm going to repent of her sins. He said, what? I said, it is written in John 20:23, whoever sins I remit, they're remitted. I said, so in the name of Jesus. And she snarled and rolled her tongue out, crossed her eyes, and drew her neck down, looked like a big old viper, and looked across the table at me and said, almost nobody knows that. I said, but I know that. And you're coming out of her because I'm repenting for her sins. And
so you would be able to remit all of her sins that would have to do with healing.
Anything.
What about the sin, repent so that she could be saved?
I could do anything. I can repent of their sins. It says, whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. God has given his... Ma'am? Sure, I could have. Absolutely. She's already saved. This woman was saved. She was a born-again, spirit-filled woman of God. I spent an hour and a half finding that out. She was the most gentle, little Christian woman. Her Bible was marked all over. I mean, I spent an hour and a half with her talking about these wonderful things. She was a daughter of the King. But this thing that she had let in 24 years ago had now manifested in her, and he was taking her out. In fact, all of a sudden, it got so vile in there. You know, that when she started screaming at me, and I mean, I thought, okay, I said, God, I need Cheryl down here. Cheryl's upstairs in the bedroom. I said, in a minute, somebody going to call the cops. I just know how people are. I said, honey, I said, Lord, I need Cheryl down here. So Cheryl called me. And just a couple of minutes after I said that, she called me on the phone. I said, honey, get down here quick. She said, well, are you still with that woman? I said, yes, but I need you. Get down here quick. So she gets dressed right quick. She comes running down there. And she gets involved in this deliverance with this poor little gal. And Cheryl sitting between me and her, she's here and I'm here and the wall's here and Cheryl's over here. And of course, she's helping me now with this thing. And we're getting a little wilder all the time. And of course, then all of a sudden when I said, okay, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus, I've remitted of her sins. I command you to come out. I said, now then, how many's left? Well, went down from 2,800 to 2,300 to 1,400, right on down. And now we get down to four. We're finally down to four demons. These beasts are coming out of her. And then I said, okay, we're nearly there. So I said, in the name of Jesus, I command the rest of you to come out. And I said, what is your name? And he said, my name is Leaf. I said, okay, come out of her, Leaf. And boy, when I said that, that little body of hers just throwed up in the air and throwed out in the middle of that restaurant, right in the middle of the floor. And so I jumped up and ran over there and jumped on top of her. And of course, a paramedic come up and he said, I'm a paramedic. Do you need help? I said, no, I'm a pastor and I'm casting a demon out of this woman and I don't need no worldly help. It was quite an interesting day. I will let say it was lots of fun. It was lots of fun. Of course, Cheryl's down there with me. And in a minute, the owner comes in. He said, what are y'all doing? He said, you're scaring everybody in the place. He said, even my help is scared up front. And Cheryl said, my husband's a pastor, and he's casting out a demon. She said, well, you know, we're going to call 911. Cheryl said, no, no, no. We have the situation well in hand. We don't need the police. All we need is men of faith to help get this done. He said, well, could you take her up to your room or something? And about that time, Dave walked by, and Ayesha and Cheryl said, yes, we can. I said, Dave, get over here and help us. And so Dave come over there, and his first experience with a demon. So we went upstairs and threw, and of course, I forgot to tell you one little thing. After she threw herself on the floor, just before Dave got there, I'm commanding her, the demon, to come out, and she so bowed her back and rolled her head back and rolled her tongue out and her eyes crossed, and she throwed up all kinds of stuff and foam and everything. And I said, now then, you're free. She said, yes, I'm free. I said, good, praise God. So I thought she was. So I got up off of her, and I started to walk to the table, and as I did, this little woman jumped up, and she went airborne and kicked me with both feet at the same time right in the side. And then her feet fell back on the floor, and she's a fighting machine. This is what she'd come into me like a moor. And I just reached up and walked right into that, and I started grabbing her arms, and I threw her on the floor. Now, this is in a restaurant. On the carpet, I threw her on the floor, put this leg on her right arm, put this knee in her stomach, and I put this arm in her other arm, and I grabbed the hair of her head with my left hand, and I started grabbing my hands on her, and I said, come out of her, beating her head on the floor. And the devil said, you're going to kill her. I said, if I have to kill her, that's okay. You're coming out in the name of Jesus. And I would not let up. But after that, that's when the guy came in and said, y'all have got, you're scaring everybody in the place. You've got to do something. So we said, okay, we'll take her up to the room. And that's when Dave and Ayesha walked up. And, of course, Dave and I took her up the stairs. And as soon as we got in, we throwed her on the bed. And I jumped up on top of her. Cheryl's sitting right there beside me. And of course, I'm commanding these demons to come out. I know there's still four of them. I get down to two. Now there's two. And she's throwing up foam and all kinds of junk. And Cheryl's getting the wash rag back and forth to the bathroom, washing her hair out. It was a pretty interesting day, and this only went on for 5.5 hours. So it wasn't exactly one of those 5-minute deals. And so finally, about 5:30 that afternoon, I said, okay, God. I said, I'm fed up with this devil. I said, when is this going to be over? I said, you've told me I got all power over this devil in the name of Jesus. I said, when is it going to be over? And he spoke to me and said, when you believe in your heart it's over, he's gone.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.